the one that the FCC has from the interference the Samsung TV is causing.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear it. Well, thank God the interference levels from electronic T-Rash and garbage is minimal on 40 for me. It's 75. And we're, you know, it just seems that... you know, 75 meters, that range of the spectrum seems to be some dumping ground for... electronic garbage. I'm not going to stay here too long. I was up on Monday about a half hour ago talking with a few guys. I guess you and Kevin may have fired up on 85, but I'll let you have your audio band pass set for, but from what I could tell, you're about plus and minus 8 terahertz. And yeah, you have a lot of stuff above about 4 or 5 kilohertz, so, you know, if there was a piss weaker up frequency, you would have been covering them up. But because I guess not the signals, I was able to hear them through your upper sideband component. Well, that's one thing about 40 meters that has become a problem, is the 5 kilohertz bunker mentality that, two strong QSOs within 5 kilohertz really doesn't work very well. Myself, I try to get at least 8, maybe 10, if I can, depending on what's going on in your area. Anyway, other than that, signal is very loud here.
Very, very strapping.
Yeah, the G5RV is broadside just about east of west. And I don't know what part of Pennsylvania is Kevin in. Is he in western Pennsylvania or somewhere in the middle?
He's in southwestern Pennsylvania. It's close to Pittsburgh, kind of right around there.
No wonder. He's right in the broadside of the G5RV, which actually is a gain antenna. So is the shaded dipole, but I got to get the one leg of it's up at 60 feet. It could go back and another tree branch to get the whole antenna up at a good height, because I got another antenna system that is not hooked up at the moment, because I only have, you know, one trunk line, RF trunk line, going into the PUS bus, which right now is hooked up to the... East West G5RV. I've got a stacked dipole array, which is a pair of 40-meter dipoles. There. Basically, it's a 20-meter lazy H, centerfund lazy H, with a lower element at 50 feet and the upper element at about 92. And it's right on the very top of the hill. And I know it's a very low-angle radiator. It's got a little bit of gain on 40. 20 meters due to the white noise. It almost is unusable as far as receiving. It's pretty nasty. So. I'm beginning to think I know what it is more and more, and it's coming from my property. Like you, I may have to get the FCC involved. If the party's generating, or party that's generating the hash, which may be either the cable TV company or maybe coming up from the phone company. Both on 2015 and 10 of the... The that serves the hill comes right up an access area that's cleared out. If it is right centered where the end of the line is, you know, the high voltage pole transformer is maybe... about 20 feet or so or less below that. the Lazy H. And, you know, if the Lazy H were to drop, it wouldn't hit the headlines, but if we're, you know, a few feet out, right across the 7200 volt power line. But you have, you know, just digital hash. And I think it's riding on the power lines. And, I just don't know. I just don't know. Yes, I know. Maybe this summer I'll have some research done. Now we'll see what we shall see. Hopefully you're hearing this junk okay. From WA1H on YLR.
KC2WTS.
Into IRJ.
Come on in, KC2, I think WTS. Marty here, into IRJ.
Okay, this is KC2WTS. I heard you guys in there. I thought I might try see how good this transmitter's working. And Timmy, I know you know which one it is. It's Bob ICQ's old transmitter, a pair of 4250s, modulated by a pair of 810s. I finally got it on 40 meters here and was wondering if you could give me an audio report. I got the speech amp that that came with it. So I was wondering how it sounds, and I believe it's N2 IRJ, how it's getting out there to you. Back to you, KC2 WTS.
To my ear, it's sounding nicely. However, the bandwidth is constricted. It's less than 5 kc. In fact, well, the band's down, so I couldn't maybe get the full measurement out, but it was looking like maybe a little over 3,000 on each side. Is that about what you're shooting for? Over.
Well, pretty much just zero beated you. I got a 310B exciter here, so I don't know what. I don't have a scope or anything. The scope I got a part right now, so I don't know. That's what I wanted to, when I heard you guys in there, I wanted to see if you could help me pinpoint a little bit. Into IRJ, KC2WTS.
Okay, that time I saw 3,700 hertz. You made it to 3,700. Keep in mind the band isn't all that favorable either. And I think I'll put it over to Tim, and he can give his analysis, which is going to be better than mine. But I do have somewhat of an ear, and I have the ability to see it on a panoramic adapter, too. Over to you, Tim.
Okay. I'm not going to stay in there too much longer. I'm working on a little project here that... I thought I had it all done, but ran afoul of some other issues. Anyway, you're doing well here. And, you know, how I was just telling Bandit, as I have the bandwidth above, I just went back to sideband and just kept tuning and single products, and then going on the lower side, I tuned down the sideband mode down to some very products. I could hear them, and you see with your signal, Marty, it died out pretty rapidly above and below 8. And I haven't, for Bill's signal, but Bob built the transmitter. Bob made them sound good, but I don't think he went to the nth degree to ensure good high-end frequency response. on this setup is obviously you have a flex and a flex. This is gives a pretty good indication of a bandwidth. So I'm very curious as to what you're seeing on my signal, Marty.
There you go. At 30,000 total, 15,000 each side. Wish I could do the same. And you're right. You were saying that before about 8,000. That's what it's set at. So you're pretty good with your VFO. Commendable alacrity there. I wanted to also say, since you have to go, a couple things that were on my mind. I'll run them fast. One was about that G5RV. I'd like to know, is it an extended one, a version that works down here? Normal, well, I guess a regular G5RV would work on 40, but man, when people show up on 75 with one, you know that story. But I heard you can actually make them to go down to even 160 if you get the ratios right. But anyway, this has been on my mind since we last spoke, and I was going to bring up the topic, and you brought it up right now about that hash that you're thinking might be rotting in or leaking out of the cable company. Well, I dealt with the cable company, and it's because this neighbor who has the Samsung with the harmful interference, she called three times and ran out here and insisted to blame. It wasn't her TV. So I ended up getting a visit at my door from the cable company asking, what frequency are you complaining about? And I told them, and the technician really didn't get it, so I ended up having to communicate with the field technical manager, and he understands it. And we had a really nice conversation on the phone, and he shared with me information. He goes, first of all, as much as it would like to help, we can't help. You know, you're talking about 3.630 megahertz. The lowest test equipment we have is 25 megahertz. That's as low as we can go. This is Optimum Online Cable TV Company. I think they're all about the same. The guy I spoke with has responsibility. He's in charge of monthly reporting to the FCC. The cumulative leakage index. You're only allowed to put out so much crap. Get it in. It's in the VHF and above realm, so I don't think the cable directly, although there could be some other aspect I'm not aware of, if something's riding up the line, unless they do use frequencies that low, but he claims they do not. He said everything they use is VHF and above, and their test equipment, nothing goes below 25 megahertz. And since you're maybe going to leave, I'll put it back to you, and I'll pick up Bill, too. Over. Less than that, but every once in a while when you hit the sibilance, you hit an S. I swear to you, it jumps up like you wouldn't believe at 15 KC each side. That means a total of 30,000 hertz. My hat's off to you, buddy.
Yay. I wonder if it is Schultz helping out there.